Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
7:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, Jacob Calvin Meyer. What's going on, Jacob?
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
Doing well, man. Are you on daddy duty this morning?
Not this morning, but the rest of the day.
Okay. Hey, did you stay up late last night? Because we didn't get any breaking Orioles news. Every time you go to bed early, man, we end up getting something good that happened.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. Well, listen. I'm going to bed early most nights, so just wait until after 9:30, and then something's going to happen.
Now, Jacob, the Orioles have parted ways with Grayson Rodriguez, sending him to Anaheim. Your thoughts on that deal and your reaction to it? Were you surprised in that trade?
Yeah, well, I was certainly surprised when I woke up that morning and I saw that I had 30 notifications. No, listen, I think everybody was surprised about that trade. I think there's two ways to look at it. The first way is just to look at the trade and evaluate it. And if you do that, I think it is what a majority of the fan base has wanted him to do for years, which is to prioritize the present over the future, because Taylor Ward is going to help the 2026 Orioles more than Grayson Rodriguez ever could have, considering we have no idea what Grayson's going to do in 2026, and at best, he's going to throw 75 to 100 innings because there's going to be some sort of innings limit there. And so in that metric, it's like, hey, the 2026 team just got better, and Taylor Ward's a really good player. The other way to view it is just kind of the disappointment of how the team and Grayson got to this point, of how the number one pitching prospect in baseball in 2022, a guy that threw 8 scoreless innings against the Rays and maybe the biggest regular season game in 2023, somebody that you felt comfortable enough 9 months ago to be potentially your number one starter, how you end up getting to a point where you trade that guy away for 1 year of a good but not great outfielder is something that I think kind of troubled a lot of people.
You know, one of the places, rumored places for Pete Alonso to land is here. With Nimmo being traded, does that show that the Mets are going to put sentimentality aside? Because Nimmo was the most tenured Met and a huge fan favorite. That was a bye-bye. So could this mean something that with Alonso's fate on the line?
Maybe. I think the owner there is so kind of – if the owner wants to re-sign Pete Alonso, they're going to re-sign Pete Alonso. Mm-hmm. So it's like – And I don't know if the owner was like negotiate, you know, was a big part behind the Nimmo trade. I mean, certainly he probably had to sign off on it. But like, listen, if they were to sign Pete Alonso, like this lineup is awesome, right? And that would be really exciting. I just don't know if giving $30 million to a player on the wrong side of 30 who is a really good hitter but isn't a necessarily a good defender. There's certainly some decline coming for him. And so, like, I don't know if that makes sense for this team. If they're going to go out and get a big bat, I think there are other guys on the market that make a little bit more sense than Alonso. I also am not so certain that they're going to go out and get a big bat. I think that Taylor Ward was their quote-unquote big bat that they wanted to get, and now they're going to focus on the pitching. When I saw the Grayson trade, I said, oh, they're going to go out and get – they're going to get two starting pitchers. Like, that's the way I'm viewing this, because they really need to bolster this rotation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it kind of puts a damper on my question then, because I was going to ask you, are we really in for Kyle Tucker? Because, I mean, the way that everyone's talking about this is that they are a true dark horse team for him. And I hope it's not like dark horse like Toronto was for Shohei, because he was never going there. What are your thoughts on that? Do you, if you think they're done with bats, but it sounds like they're still going to be in on some more stuff.
Again, this is just my kind of gut feeling speculation. Like, is that... is there a world in which the Orioles sign Kyle Tucker? Maybe. But I can't. It would shock me if the Orioles – Kyle Tucker's going to go wherever he's offered the most money. And if it would surprise me if that's – if the Orioles are the team that gives him the most money. I think what's happening here is that the Orioles are legit. This is David Rubenstein's second offseason. I think this past season really shocked a lot of people in the warehouse. I think that they are going to be more aggressive. I think they're already acting that way. I think people around baseball have taken notice and are leaking that to these reporters that are reporting these things. And Kyle Tucker is the biggest bat on the market. He has some history with Mike Elias, considering Mike drafted him with Houston. And so I think people are sort of putting pieces together here. And so, again, same thing as Pete Alonso. Kyle Tucker would be great for the team. But is he? Are you going to pay a guy $35 million over 10 years and that guy's not necessarily even a fit on your team? Because he can't play center field. It's like they need a center fielder, and yes, they do need a first baseman, but the clogging up the DH spot is something that they really can't afford to do, considering they have this two-catcher situation.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer joins us, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jacob, let's talk about guys who are on the roster right now. What will it take for the Orioles to extend Trevor Rogers?
I don't know. I mean,
because we know he wants it.
Yeah, I mean, every player wants it, right? It's like it's most players want it, right? Most players would love for the team to come to them and say, "Hey, here's a super fair extension offer, and you know it's going to change your life and make your life easier." It's tough because the Orioles have, for the most part, shown that this is not something that they're super interested in terms of giving extensions. They obviously did it last year with Pasayo. And that was the first one that they had done. And so if the team believes that Trevor Rogers is somebody that can be a difference maker for them for the next 3 to 5 years, then I think it makes a lot of sense to give him an extension. I think he was a pretty, logical. I think he's one of the more logical extension candidates on the team. And I think this is a situation where the player and the team can sort of line up on something, because Rogers does probably want to be here, considering what happened this past season and how that changed his career. And the Orioles certainly intimately know this guy and what's changed with him over the past year. At the same time, like, Trevor Rogers is not going to post a 1.8 ERA in 2026. So you could look at it and say, okay, well, why would we extend him now after a career year? Like, why not just wait until after the next season? But then you get to the point where he's going to be a free agent, and then anything can happen at that point.
Do you think that a lot of people are criticizing the front office, Elias in particular, and I don't quite get it. Do you think the average person understands what I think is a stroke of genius, a real chess move with the Kittredge move?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I think the average, like, Orioles fan was disappointed with last offseason, mm-hmm. and they got a little bit frustrated with how the season went. But they still recognize that this is the same front office and the same GM who had an excellent rebuild and brought this team back after, you know, kind of years of losing, and with a combination of savvy moves, very similar to the Andrew Kittredge one. I agree that was in my opinion, that was the best trade they made at the deadline. I mean, I love the prospect that they got back.
Yeah.
It's just a great lottery ticket, and a lottery ticket that they don't have a ton of in the Latin market, even though they built that up. I mean, this is a really good Latin prospect. And then they get Kittredge back, who's going to be their seventh, eighth inning guy. And so then there's, of course, another portion of the fan base that will just be angry with Mike in the front office, no matter what they do. And listen, I can't say that those fans are totally wrong to be frustrated, considering that for the past 42 years, they haven't been to a World Series. And for most of this century, this has been a losing organization that has done a lot of dumb things. But the past 7 or 8 years, aside from, you know, last season being a disappointing year, things have been trending upward for this team. And I think that Kittredge move is an example of where Mike is best, which is kind of extracting value and having some savviness.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer, may you wake up to 30 notifications real soon.
Yeah, well, I certainly hope not, but I hope you guys have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks you too, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.